Good morning, friends. My name is Charlie Newcomb. I'm pastor of a new church for the Huntingdon area, Christ Church Huntingdon, meeting at St. Peter's School, and welcome to our thought for the day. I wonder what you think of when I say the word home. Perhaps you're thinking of your house or flat or bungalow in the Huntingdon area. Perhaps it's the place where you grew up as a child, which maybe for some feels many miles away from here now. There can be something wonderfully nostalgic about the word home that conjures up happy memories of growing up, childhood friends, and time with loved ones, perhaps even though some of them are no longer with us. Maybe for some, memories of home aren't so positive and they carry bittersweet memories. But we still have this aching longing for a place we can call home, a place of rest, a sanctuary where we can unwind and be ourselves and know we're safe. In the next few days, I'll be moving house into Huntingdon with my family, so we're thinking quite a lot about where is home at the moment. And we're really looking forward to calling Huntingdon our home. Well, Jesus Christ made two amazing promises that you can read about in John chapter 14. First, he said, "My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I'm going there to prepare a place for you?" In other words, there's plenty of room in God's home for everyone. And Jesus has prepared the way for us, if only we turn to him and trust in Jesus. However tough life can be now, however much our homes don't feel like home, there's still a wonderful home that we can look forward to if we put our hand in Jesus' hand. We long for home because we were made for home with God through Jesus Christ. The other promise is this: anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. We will make our home with them. He's saying that as we begin to follow Jesus and obey his teaching in the Bible, God himself comes to take residence in our hearts. So for the Christian, even before we go to be with God and his home in heaven, he wants to come and make his home with us now in our hearts. That means that we never need be alone or far from home, even if we feel far from our childhood homes. What an amazing thought. Well, in a moment, Ray's going to play Ed Sheeran's song, Castle on the Hill. It tells a story of him growing up with his friends, getting up to all the kind of things that teenagers get up to. And it's a kind of wistful song as he looks back on his friends and where they are now, as well as the positive memories of his teenage years. Well, whether we can affirm all the words of the song or not, it taps into a longing that we can all relate to, which might explain why it's sold triple platinum in the UK and has over 312,000 hits on YouTube. As he's driving through the country lanes, he says to himself, "I can't wait to go home." Thanks for listening. Have a great day.